morning, everyone. Greetings in Jesus' name this morning. The one we continue to worship, the one who has given us all that we have and enjoy, and a hope of eternal life. It's already been mentioned a couple of times that today is a special day we call Mother's Day. I'm going to focus on that in our meditation this morning. Proverbs 31, verse 10 says, "Who can find a virtuous mother? Woman, her price is far above rubies." I don't think we do injustice to that verse to say, who can find a virtuous mother? Of great prize, of great worth, of outstanding character in our time as in all times. What's it mean to be a woman of virtue? That's a woman of integrity, of diligence, generosity, who trusts in God and uses her gifts to serve her family, her community, and all who God brings into her life. Proverbs 31, verse 28 says, "Her children arise up and call her blessed." Mothers are nothing short of a blessing from God. In any role of life, to find ourselves in the will of God is the perfect place where God would have us to be and to serve. So the title of this morning's message is Flowers for Mother. Flowers for Mother. There's a lot of flowers that had been purchased in the last number of days to give to mothers. And it's a lovely thing to do for husbands, dads, children, to buy flowers for mother. And we'd like to think about the gifts that we give our mothers on Mother's Day. One of those lovely gifts that we can give is a bouquet of roses, a bouquet of tulips, or whatever choice you might make as you go to the florist or to your local store, to purchase a flower to give to your mother to say thank you for who you are, what you've meant to me, and the blessing that your life has been. As Brother Dave already mentioned, many of us here this morning, when we talk about mother, it's a reflection. Our mothers are no longer living. But we continue to be blessed by the impact and the life that they lived and the things that they have taught us. And I'd like to suggest this morning that it is a good thing to remember mothers on Mother's Day with a bouquet of flowers that you might pick out of your garden. Well, not this time of year yet, much out of your garden. Maybe out of the flower bed, lovely daffodils or whatever they might be. But truly the greatest gift that we can give our dedicated mothers is the flower of a life of obedience and following in their godly footsteps. Those of us who have been blessed with godly mothers. And that's where we'd like to take our thoughts this morning. I believe every mother here this morning says thank you when we give them a bouquet of flowers. My mother is no longer living. I used to take her a bouquet of flowers for Mother's Day. And there's a part in my heart this morning that would love to give Mom another bouquet of flowers. In another sense, I believe there's a bouquet of flowers that I can give my mother yet today, even though she is not here. And that is to show love and appreciation and follow in her godly footsteps. In that way, we can continue to give flowers to our mother, even though she may not be here anymore. And that is a way that you can give a beautiful bouquet of flowers to your mother if she is still living and she is still blessing your life in so many ways. Yes, it's a beautiful thing to give a bouquet of flowers in a vase that you purchase at the store to say thank you to mother. But mom, mother, mommy, whatever you call your dear mother, the greatest gift you can give is a flower of a life dedicated to Jesus Christ and being a follower of him. So what I'd like to do this morning for a message, we have 7 points. I'd like to take the word flowers and use it as an acrostic. 7 letters that spell the word flowers. Use it as an acrostic to think about characteristics of mothers that are meaningful and that we should in turn give in response to them in our lives, and that will bless them and be a flower that we can give to them. Point number one, using the word flowers as an acrostic, first letter obviously is F, where we would like to draw the thought of faith and faithfulness. Faith and faithfulness. The Apostle Paul, writing in 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 5, said, "When I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice, and I am persuaded in thee also." God bless our mothers for their faithfulness in their calling as mothers. Your faithfulness is an inspiration not only to your children, your husband, but to other faithful ones in the Christian faith. May God bless our faithful mothers. May you grow in your faith and your commitment to God. Be faithful in the calling of motherhood, in its many demands, its many requirements. To follow God's order and to follow God's will in motherhood is a godly calling and one of great importance and blessing in our time as well as all times. Well, what is the flower that the rest of us can give to our mothers, whether our mother is with us still or has gone to be with her Jesus? We can give the flower of faithfulness that she was such a good example to us of. That's a flower that we can give to our mothers. And again, a special challenge to those of you who still enjoy having your mother present in life today. The blessing of giving and dedicating your life to Jesus Christ and living in obedience to him, surrendering to him, is the greatest flower that you can give to your mother, to show your appreciation for the way of life and the manner of life that she has lived, a life of faithfulness. Are you this morning following your godly mother's example? That is a flower that you can and should give to her in expression of appreciation for who she was or who she is, whichever the case may be. Point number two, the second letter in the in flower is L. I'd like to think of love. Oh, the love that flows from the heart of a mother, a dedicated mother, who has given her life to serve her family, to serve her children, to serve others who have come into her life. Obviously, whether a godly mother or one who is not a Christian, either one can show love. But oh, the added dimension, if you will, this morning, of a godly woman who has the love of Christ in her heart, the compassion of Christ in her heart, and the giving and the giving and the giving out of a heart of love. God bless you, mothers, for the love that you express, the love that you show, that is felt by your recipients, your children. What is a way of love that we can return as a flower? Again, as she has so tenderly taught us, how love is expressed, we in turn need to show love to those who God brings into our life. I believe a mother is blessed, again, with a flower of beauty when she sees it in her children, where they are living lives of love and dedication for Jesus Christ. Love has been the basis for all that a mother so tenderly and willingly does for her family, for their well-being, physically, spiritually, whatever is needed for the family. It's a heart of love from a godly mother that blesses them so abundantly. And may that flower of love flow from your and my life back in expressions of love to her and to those who God brings into our life. May we follow her godly example of love and giving of ourselves in blessing the lives of other people. I don't know whether the rest of us or how all to encourage us to love as a mother loves. A mother's heart of love needs to be duplicated in our lives as God gives us opportunity. Is Christ filling your heart with love? And is that love flowing from your and my life as a beautiful flower in response to the love that we have experienced? Point number three, F-L-O, obedience. A life of obedience. Mothers here this morning, continue to live a life of obedience to the will and call of God for your life in this capacity. An obedient, God-fearing mother is a powerful force for good and influence her children and those affected by her life from day to day. As I move about in society and see mothers and their children living out their lives, one grows in appreciation for a mother who loves the Lord and is living in obedience to the commandments of God and experiencing His blessing and having the radiance of God flowing from their life as they dedicate themselves to the Lord Jesus. And it, in turn, flows out and blesses the lives of others. Thank you, dear sisters, for your lives of obedience. Thank you, mothers, for your life of obedience and the testimony that it is for us. How can we respond to show appreciation for our mothers for their life of obedience? It's simply by committing our life to God and the Lord Jesus Christ and living lives of obedience. Again, it's a flower that means much more to an obedient, dedicated, godly mother than a bouquet of flowers that you might buy at the store. Is a life of obedience. Give your mother the flower of the testimony of a life dedicated to God. And can I say this morning, if you aren't living a life of obedience and showing that appreciation to your mother, then just throw away these bouquets. Don't even bother giving them to your mother. They are meaningless if you aren't living a life of obedience to Jesus Christ. Yes, give those flowers. Give that appreciation, but incorporate it. Engage it with a life of obedience, and it carries triple the meaning or more. May we be faithful and obediently following the Lord Jesus Christ. 3 John and verse 4, there's only one chapter in 3 John. A mother, as did John, says, I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. Is there anything more important to you mothers here this morning than to know that your children grow up to love and serve the Lord Jesus and walk in the truth of God's word? That's the beautiful flower that we can give our mothers, a life of obedience and following the Lord Jesus Christ. Our fourth point this morning, worthy praise. W, worthy praise. like to encourage your mothers to continue to be women of praise. Our God is worthy of our praise. He is worthy of your praise. And the praise that flows from your lips and from your life is such a challenge and inspiration to your children. We all know that life is demanding. Some days are easier than others. Some days bring greater trials than others. But there needs to be a joy overshadowing our general life. God is worthy of praise and worship. He has bestowed so many blessings upon us. As we face the valleys and the hard times and the challenges of life, and we keep our trust in God and know the promise is that the sun will shine again. There will be better days. We trust in this life, if not in the life to come. As God is in your heart and in your life, express your thankfulness and your joy. It has a tremendous impact on your children and those who are observing your life. God is good. The sun will shine again. Proverbs 31. Worthy of praise. You Bible scholars know that Proverbs 31 is the virtuous woman passage. Proverbs 31, 28 through 31, thinking of being worthy of praise. Verse 28, her children arise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praiseth her. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. Favor is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. How much praise and thanks do you give to your mother? If your mother is still living and you're able to give that thanks, please do that. She needs that encouragement. If your mother is no longer living, we give the flower of praise and thanks to God for the life that she lived and the influence that she had on my life. I rejoice many times in the blessing, as Brother Dave shared his joyous reflections on his godly mother. May we give them the praise that is due them for their life of faithfulness. Point number 5, E, encouragement. Mothers, you are such a source of encouragement and inspiration. As you see the children off to school and you bid them a good day, as you see your children face challenges in life and you encourage them and you say, you can do it. You say, I'll be praying for you. That is such an uplifting encouragement to those in your life, to your children. It makes all the difference in a child's life to feel that support, and to feel that love and encouragement, just to know that mom is rooting for me. May you continue to encourage your children. Build them up. Hold their hand. Blow their finger when they have a hurt. Whatever it might be, there's so many little encouraging things that you can do, and it makes an enormous difference in the life of your children. What is a flower of encouragement that we can give back to our mothers, sons, daughters, all of us? Follow her example and be an encourager. Am I an encourager of those who God brings into my life? Am I an encourager of my children's mother? Am I an encourager of those who are doing that which is right? We need to be encouragers. We need to be lifting each other up. Life is hard at times. People face challenges. We all face challenges. And it's so encouraging when someone steps up beside of us, says they're praying for us, or whatever it might be, to help lift our burden and our in our challenge of life. So give the flower of encouragement to your mother by a life of example and encouragement, encouraging others as you know your mother did or continues to do. Live a life of godliness and discipleship, and that will encourage others. Your faithfulness, mothers, is an encouragement to all of us, and your life of faithfulness, the rest of us, is an encouragement to other faithful followers of the Lord Jesus. May we continue to encourage one another. Point number six, R, F-L-O-W-E-R, respect. I encourage you mothers to be women of respect. I believe a godly mother who is following the Lord Jesus is a respectful person, finds purpose in life, has respect for God's purpose for your life, for the authority God establishes for you to subject yourselves to. Show respect to your husband, to the father of your children. Show respect to leaders, church, civil, whatever leaders they may be. Respect for all authorities. A life of respect speaks volumes to children and gives them an example to follow. What is the flower response that we give to a respectful mother? Is to show respect to her. Show respect to her for what she has taught us and the life that she has lived. Ephesians chapter 6, verses 1 through 3. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and thy mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. Honor and respect are due to our mothers. And it is a flower of response that we ought to give to them. It will encourage them and bless them, and they will rejoice in that gift, that flower. Finally, point number seven, flowers, is S, selfless living. Truly, a dedicated mother is one of selfless service, flowing from a heart of love and dedication to the Lord Jesus and her calling as a mother. A mother gives and gives and gives, following Jesus's example. Jesus came not to minister to himself, but to minister to the needs of others, to all of us here this morning. So it is with our dedicated mothers. They live a life of selfless living and giving. They are on duty 24/7 in times of sickness and hurts and challenges of family life and children growing up. God bless you for your faithfulness and your selfless living. How can we respond and should we respond with a flower of selfless giving? We need to give that back to our mothers in support and selfless giving. We men tend to be selfish. That's our natural tendency. In fact, that's the natural tendency of all humankind. But let's be giving of ourselves, be selfless givers in our family setting, to our wives, the mother of our children. Let's be selfless givers to people that God brings into our lives. Be watching for opportunities to give, to give, to give. We've been given so much. We've been blessed in so many ways. We can drop off a bouquet of flowers to a neighbor who's facing challenges. There's many opportunities that we can find if we watch for them to minister to people's needs. Let's not live for self. The accumulating of wealth and things or whatever it might be, but let's accumulate the wealth of giving and the blessings that it brings as we bless the lives of others. That's the flower of selfless giving that we can give back in support of our dear mothers in appreciation for what they have done for us. Help carry the burden. Help carry the workload. Help carry the care of the day. And so this morning, again, the challenge I want to leave with all of us is, yes, buy your mother, if she is still here, a beautiful bouquet of flowers, to show your love and appreciation, but above all, give your life to God, give your life to Christ. That is the most beautiful bouquet of flowers that you can give to a godly mother. Who can find a virtuous mother? We can find virtuous mothers. We believe they live with us, labor among us, and have blessed our lives. Mothers, this morning, be not weary in well-doing, for in due season you shall reap if you don't faint, if you faint not. There are rewards. Faithful children, faithful grandchildren are the reward of faithful, diligent mothers. Be faithful in your calling. Bouquets are beautiful. A life dedicated to God is of greater beauty still. But both is the ultimate. To have godly children who give you a beautiful bouquet of flowers and are living a beautiful life committed to God and respect and honor of mother is the ultimate. May we pursue the ultimate this morning and be faithful followers of Jesus Christ. God bless you, mothers. Be faithful. Your testimony, your lives, your commitment is a tremendous encouragement and inspiration to all of us. God bless you. Shall we kneel for prayer?